What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, my brother Brad. What we got going on today, my friend?
We're going to talk about gems and muscles. A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials.
Man, that's deep, bro. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
Man, eat some apple life, baby. What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And man, super excited for this guest. This is another repeat offender. Brad, we either like people or we're running out of people to interview. One of the two is going on. Whatever it is, hey, it's all good. Stick around, man. But super excited. Actually, I can brag, man, to say I was in his hometown this weekend. My wife's sister-in-law had a birthday get-together, so I was in the illustrious city of Sumter, South Carolina, and enjoying that hot weather and fabulous accents in that area. But Brad, who we got with us today, man?
Man, repeat offender up on the Bad Podcast. Jamal, tell us a little bit about yourself and reintroduce yourself because you are a repeat guest for us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jamal Dees. I'm from Sumter, South Carolina. Basically, I'm paid to keep athletes healthy. Athletes, celebrities, entertainers healthy. I travel around the world just to make sure they look good. Example this morning, magazine cover this morning, came out this morning. It's crazy.
I'm gonna have to hire you to come to my hometown. Make me look good.
Wait, I want what magazine? What give if you can tell us?
Yeah, so this morning one of my clients is on the new cover of Vogue magazine.
Nice.
So yeah, it's pretty dope.
That's amazing, bro. Go ahead, B.
Jamal, so man, let's dive right into it. I know that you were across the country this past week, you're out there for the Olympic trials. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing out there in the grand scheme of keeping those athletes healthy?
So basically, last three weeks, week out before I was in Orlando working. Last 2 weeks in Eugene, Oregon. I work with a company called Nike, and also I work with a group called Star Athletics. So with those two companies, it's basically Star Athletics is part of Nike. They're sponsored by Nike. But we had 8 athletes go to Olympic trials there. We had a pretty successful weekend. We had 6 out of 8 athletes made the Olympic team. So it was pretty cool. We also had the women's side, they swept the 100 meters. The men's side, one guy made individual in 2 events in the 200 and the 100. And other guys made the relay team. So about one relay team. So we had a very successful weekend. To say we brought 8 people and 6 of them made the team. So pretty successful.
Very successful. I had to take a moment. And he was like, yeah, I work for this little company called Nike. You ever heard of it?
Man, I thought the same little subtle drop. Company called Nike.
Yeah, you know. Jeez. But no, that's fire, man. Brad, I know you got plenty of follow-ups or whatever, man. But when you think about athletics on that level, man, getting people prepared for – that kind of stage, what are some of the things that you bring to the table for that? Like, what makes you the guy for that job? What do you do for that?
I'm a former athlete. I'm a coach of the sport. I'm a coach and a student of the sport. I'm always trying to find different things to kind of make sure things are easy for me and also for my athletes. And I'm a student, so I look at how they run a lot. So with me doing that, I analyze things and I put them on the table and I fix them.
Is there a way to get ahead of the game to be preventative or proactive in the sense of what you do? Is there a way to get ahead of the game?
Only way ahead of the game is the I'd say it's basically like you know how you ever seen like teams that study film? Mm-hmm. I study film on how people run, how they perform. Like my football guys, football season. If anyone is around me football season, I have four games going at one time. And I'm literally looking at every single thing. Same thing with track season. Track season, they don't have a lot of track meets on TV at the same time, but I'm at least paying attention to my athletes running-wise. So I basically stop and rewind this tape back and forth to make sure they're doing good. Or if I see something wrong, okay, I send them a little video, or either I send them something to help them fit their problems. Same thing with football guys, I do the same thing too. My actors, if I know something going wrong with them before time, I send them what to do, and also the same breath. If I see something in, say, a movie or either on set with them or a TV show, I'm like, hey, look at this right here. I want you to do this right here. You know what I'm saying? This is basically I'm big on critiquing when I see certain things. Things wrong, and that's the only way to get things fixed. Because if you don't do it, the small things become turn to a big problem.
Yeah, so true, man. Brad, I'm sorry, yeah. I'm jumping in.
jump on it, baby.
Nah, man. So no, I like that, and you know, this is we're actually live right now in our Eager to Run Club on Facebook, which are a lot of you know, amateur, novice. A lot of people that are new to running, some people that, you know, literally never ran a 5K or they aspire to run a 5K. From your expert seat, man, what would be some things you would tell, you know, let's say it's a brand new client that's getting into running. What are some tips or tricks or even like just some mentality aspect wise that you would tell somebody like that?
Listen to your body. Hydrate. Stretch, foam roll, and your shoes. Wear your shoes. Wear certain shoes that will not kill your feet and your back. But also, do not, in my opinion, for amateur runners, don't always run concrete. Use grass. Because grass, it will help with the joints as you get used to running again.
I like that you said that because, man, when I first started running, first and foremost, I've told this story 100 times. I'm going to tell it one more time. I used this old torn and tattered piece of Nike shoes, and these things were terrible. And every single time I'd go for a run, my back would be killing me, my ankles, my knees, my hips, my entire body would be killing me. And a lot of that running was training on concrete. So I'm glad that you said both of those things. There's one thing that I want to talk about, and we dove into this a little bit last time, but I want to dive into it a little bit more today. And this is kind of where I want to steer the conversation. So foam rolling, that's one of those next level pieces of preventative injury prevention, just getting ahead of the game. So when you talk about foam rolling, can you just tell us a couple of routines that you use or your athletes use to help them with recovery?
Well, foam rolling is a good way to start out and finish a workout. But we also use other little things too, but that's a different conversation. But foam rolling wise, we do at least a minimum of 30 minutes. Well, I'm sorry, let me clarify what I'm going to say. Foam rolling before competition and before practice, we may do like 5 to 7 minutes, if that, with foam rolling. With that one, we have to, you're basically assessing your body, and also with what you're doing that, you're assessing your body, but also making sure things are clicking correctly. Clicking means like everything, you know how when you drive, make sure everything is moving smoothly, you know? So you're basically assessing your body, making sure you can move certain body parts correctly without you hurting. And whenever you do, following after practice, you can do cool down and everything. do about a little minimum of 30 minutes with it. But that way you can kind of see how you can also gauge your body, but also you know what to check and fix when you're at home because you have the foam rolling and stretching. Depends on how serious you are. You can do ice baths, you can do hot Epsom baths, you stretch. We do Pilates, do core work, do a lot of different things to make sure you're trying to be the best you can be, you know?
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of different types of foam rollers. If I'm brand new in the running game and I just want to, you know, release some of the tightness or the tension in my muscles, what kind of foam roller am I looking for?
You need the very if you are beginning the game, I will get the bare minimum foam roll. Like, oh, I'm sorry, hold on a second. Want me to show you how easy one?
Yeah.
All right, so. All right, I'm in my office today, so this is the
there you go.
This is like the $5 one you can get from like Walmart Five Below. Let me start. Is it Five Below? Yeah, Five Below. Yes. You get Five Below. You get from Five Below, Target. Cause these right here are soft, and you don't have to worry about doing certain things. Now, you want to be a little more advanced, you can get – sorry, I'm not – this is a camera thing. But get the one like this right here. It's because it's harder, but you can kind of do more stuff with it, and they're very easy to travel with. I have another one I use. I have two different versions I use also. I have a standing foam roller. That's not here with me right now. But also I have a collapsible one. So the collapsible one is basically think of a bottle, how big it is right here. It just mushes down. So it basically collapses and you put it in your bill bag, makes much travel much easier. It holds the same as this one right here, but it's much stronger and more travel friendly.
What are the grooves? What kind of role did the grooves play in that foam roller?
It kind of it changes the level. Like this one has grooves with this is a soft groove one. They have some with spikes on it and stuff. Spikes kind of if you are familiar, if you like pain and also you like foam rolling, those are perfect for you. If you are a beginner, you can get, let's say, the smooth one like this right here. And it's just foam all around. You know what I'm saying? So with that one, you just can basically learn how to do it correctly. And you can actually learn to enjoy foam rolling more than putting yourself to torture.
For those that are listening on the podcast, this is a great example of why you need to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see all of these foam rollers that were showing up. So if you're listening in your car, whenever you get home, subscribe to our YouTube channel, search E2M Fitness, find it so you can watch the video and see the actual foam roller. All right, go ahead, Brad.
You know I like the torture, man. I'm going with the spike boy. I want to be stabbed and jabbed. That's what I want, man.
Nah, my standing foam roller, it will be, if you like torture. If you like pinpoint, precision type stuff, the steady one is a little easier for you because one you have to put you like so foam roll you putting your weight on, but you can put but certain much weight on it. The steady one is like literally you're standing and putting your own body weight on it on every problem you have. So that one's a little more detailed with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little hard to travel with, but also the same breath it gets the job done.
I like it. Let me ask you a question because as much as I'd like to say I stretch and I do the foam rolling, I do the recovery. The only recovery that I do is the ice cold bath. That's pretty much the only recovery that I do, and I love them. But I want to get more into the foam rolling game. So you said between 5 and 7 minutes before, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes after. How long do I want to hit per muscle? So I'm like, I got a sore hamstring, right? How long do I want to hit that specific area?
Hamstring wise is a little different. So how? So if you know your anatomy, yeah, three heads and hamstring, right? So you have to kind of assess how the three heads feel. And how I teach my people is there are three different heads. So you have to do through the groin, through the middle part, and also where the IT band is. So when you're doing those, you have to do it. Not some people think about foam rolling, do rolling, rolling, rolling. It's not that. You have to foam roll with a purpose. Foam with a purpose is you basically, when you feel you roll and you feel something tight, you stop on it, let the muscle calm down a little bit. If you are good with nerve flossing is basically in an easier way of explaining it, it's like, perfect example, you've seen Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man need oil. So it need oil. So basically to kind of get things going, nerve flossing wise can be your way of putting oil into certain places that are tight. It also helps untie certain knots too you may have if you do it correctly. So that is one of my game changers when I have people do foam rolling. So basically, I say they roll, roll, roll until you feel something. You stop on it, let it calm down. You do nerve flossing. Basically, it with the hamstring, to answer your question, with the hamstring wise, you pump your foot up and down to pump your foot like you're pumping gas. And it'll calm, it starts, your muscle will start calming down because the one is getting fluid to the one area you at. Then also, it's releasing any knots or any tension you may have in that one little area. So when you get done doing that part and it feels good, keep rolling until you feel no pain through that area. Then when you are completely through the area, you do range of motion exercises. So basically, if you are a sprinter, think of doing in that same position, doing like high knees, doing running cycling exercises. We're doing running cycling drill. Just basically, you just checking your gait, just make sure your movement is good. So let's say it's five minutes is the short version of it. 30 minutes is at the minimum of doing the real detailed version of it. So the detailed version of it, it's the moneymaker, but also the most tiring because one, you're basically doing, so if you're good with cars, just think about your bike as a Ferrari. The first part, the 5 or 7 minutes, is the oil change version of it. Then you do your activity. Then that night, when you get done working out and stuff, you're doing the detailed tune-up job, which is the 30-minute or so longer job. So that one is a more detailed. That's the one you're making sure everything is clicking right still, so you'll be ready to go the next day when you're ready to rev it up more.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. So I have a higher pain threshold when it comes to stretching. I love testing my limits, man. I get the hamstrings all tight until it hurts. How far do I push myself, or, you know, for any of the listeners, how far can you push yourself, you know, with that threshold of, this is painful, but it's still good for me, you know, without crossing that line of, you know, risking an injury?
One, listen to your body, but as we get older, understand as you get older, your body is starting to talk to you a little more. I have a client here. She, I love her to death, but she was one of those people who overdid it. Like, she had a very strenuous job. Like she climbs on, she's a roofer. So she had to climb on roofs every day. Then on top of that, she does mountain climbing. She does 2 hours of working out and does, like, she works out twice a day, right? Mountain climbs, then does a very strenuous job. So she was doing that for a couple months nonstop, every day. Then her body started talking to her and forced her to go to the hospital for a couple days. You know what I'm saying? So That's why I'm saying listen to your body. As we get older, your body actually talks to you. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, listen to your body, bro. I mean, you can do, like, everyone thinks they're invincible, but everyone, as you get older, you start knowing your body not invincible, man. You're not Superman.
I still feel like Superman. Just let me think I'm Superman for a couple more years.
Sure,
right?
Go for it. Have that. In your mind, you can be Superman all you want, brother.
Until the day that I'm not. And then I'm going to call Jamal and say, man, you gave me a warning. You told me.
That Captain America lived 1,000 years.
Yeah. Oh, man. This has been good stuff, Jamal. And I appreciate you coming on. You are the muscle tissue extraordinaire. So it's always a pleasure to have you on the pod. Where can people find you? You know, if they're looking for more advice, where can they locate you?
My office, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, but my office is in Georgia. My social media is, my Instagram is DSPT_therapy. That's the easy way to contact me. I'm constantly on Instagram. Facebook, I don't know my Facebook off the top of my head. It should be the same thing on Facebook also. Okay. But Instagram, Facebook, easy way to do it. It also had all my contact information on there. Yeah, man. I mean, also if you want to, but yeah, I can say that for the question, the next question, the last question you want to ask me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those are the easy way to do it. To contact me if you really got more questions. I love asking questions to people. Yeah, man.
A little foreshadowing there, Dwayne.
I know it. Let's get into it then, man. Before I start, I'm gonna say, Jay, you're gonna have to send Brad a invoice, man. I think he's asking too many questions, man. It turned personal. You know, he was like, "What can I?" I was like, "Oh, we ain't even podcasting no more."
Send it to Dwayne. He'll take care of it for me. All right.
I got you, man. I got you. All right, man. So we're gonna get into the last segment of the podcast. This is our Do You Know a Digital Moment. This is something that you're gonna tell publicly that may not have been spoken publicly, or something that people might not know about you. And if it's incriminating, make sure it's past the statute of limitations. We don't want you to go to jail. But anyway, I'm going to play a quick video. And after the video, we're going to get the Do You Know a Digital Moment about you. So here we go. It's a quick video. Think about what it is. We'll be right back.
Do you know?
The video's over. So I hope you are ready with the Do You Know or Did You Know fact about yourself, sir.
I guess I work with a lot of athletes and everything. So right now, currently, the biggest athlete in the world I work with is, her name is Sha'Carri Richardson. If you don't know who she is, she's the world champion in the 100 meters. She's got a lot of sponsorships. She became the face, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, the face of track and field right now. You know what I'm saying? So yep. I'm blessed to work with her. But also the same breath, I make small little cameos on certain things nowadays working with her. Like if you follow, if you have Netflix, check out Sprint. It's a new documentary.
I was about to watch that yesterday. I was on the treadmill. Yeah. I was like, I should check that out. I hadn't checked it out yet. So now I'm going to be looking for you.
Yeah, Sprint, I'm on episode 5 and 6. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm there.
Hey,
you can tell that's all that matters. you can definitely tell I'm there because you can't hide the beard. You can't hide the glasses and hat. And you can't hide everything I do, I have my logo on. So I have that one. Cool. I have shirt, and also I have my hat. But also, I mean, you see that in the episodes, and also, it's season 2 coming on right now. So, I'm actually mic'd up season two, so it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be more fun, but the same breath, like I said, I'm blessed with the opportunity to do it. We have, like I said, for Olympics, I have 11 people going to Olympics so far. So it's a 98% chance I'm going. It just basically, I don't believe, that's the 0.2% is more so because I have my own selfish doubts because I don't believe things until I get the notification that, hey, your flight is booked. That kind of stuff, you know? That my flight is booked. I know the conversation about the pay. I know my housing situation. That's my 0.2% of me saying, hey, I don't know what's what. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just me being a realist at times because even though I have all you people going and my group I work with, I had 9 people going in that one group that's going to Olympics. I don't know for sure until I get that notification. Say, hey, your flight is booked. Everything is done. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I get that. Right now, 100%. I get that.
that's the real stuff. Because I mean, like, you can say you're doing all this stuff, but until that fight comes, that's when you really know it's real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that's super fire, man. Appreciate you sharing that. So first thing is, out of those people in that list that are going, see how many you can get to come on our podcast. That's first. Second.
If I know the thing about with my podcast, I mean, not your podcast. If I know certain things in advance or either, I'm sorry, I got a wall of people I'm looking at right now. I have a main wall of fame. Now I'm just looking at my wall. I have other people who I can ask in the doggone office right in gym right now. I work out of who would probably do it if planning in advance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, no. Absolutely. Yeah. I like to do it live because it puts you on the spot a little bit, give you a little pressure. But you know, we definitely would love to connect with any of those athletes, man. Anybody you suggest, honestly, like you're in the game, like anybody that you would suggest that you think would be a good for content that maybe looking for exposure, man. We have over 200,000 clients. You know, this podcast is worldwide, 1.5% top in the top podcasts. So anybody that you think, you know, hey, you should be on here, whatever, let us know, man. You got our information. But all right, man, I'm gonna slide out of here. Let's get out of here, Brad. Jay, we appreciate your time, brother. Thank you so much for coming on. You know, we got if you go to the Olympics, we got to get the recap when you come back and all of that stuff, man. So you'll be a three-time, you know, three strikes out, man. So till next time, man, we out of here, y'all.
Peace.